Let's have prayer. Heavenly Father, you're so gracious and wonderful. You orchestrate everything in our lives, and you give us grace to do it. I ask today, Lord God, for forgiveness of my sins, Lord God. I pray, Lord, that you use my words to edify your saints. I pray, Father God, that you would show people that there is forgiveness in you, no matter what stage of life that they're in. And I pray primarily, Lord God, for deliverance today. Deliverance from anything, Lord God, that is held within a woman or a man that they've done against you, and that they know pure love from you. Your love is righteous, your love is clean, and your love lifts. So I ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Your pastor is a man full of surprises. I love him dearly. I love him dearly. I have to give a small testimony about him because he is brave. There are not too many pastors that would have the Sanctity for Life Day on a Sunday morning in their church to talk about the problem of abortion in this country and in this world. There was a march, I think it was this fall from Pastor Les's church? Yes. And a Say So March that came from Pastor Les's church on Broad Street and walked down to Lombard Avenue to Planned Parenthood. And there was also a festival that was going on for the LGBT community down there at the same time. And the march did not know about it. And they were not received positively. And your pastor inched his way through the crowd. My boss, the executive director of the Federation, told me that he braved himself through to push through to make sure that that march went past the crowd and down to their location. And they made it there. They went down to have prayer in front of Planned Parenthood, and the crowd did not like it at all. And I have to commend Dr. Childress. I really do. I admire him so much. My husband and I have been following him for many years now. Before the videos even came out about Planned Parenthood selling body parts of these babies, Dr. Childress had his website, blackgenocide.org, on for years to show you what abortion really looks like. If you would see the pictures and the videos that have transpired over these many years, the law would be changed immediately. But out of sight, out of mind. And people don't see what is really going on around us. It is a slaughter. It is truly a slaughter. And it is blood sacrifice. Believe me, it is a spiritual thing that's going on with the slaughtering of our children. It is murder. And I want to thank my husband today for coming with me. He is my knight in shining armor. God truly has given him to me. Stand up, James. James and I belong to Sharon Baptist Church. My pastor is Bishop Keith W. Reed, Sr. And we do give you greetings from him, from Sharon. I see some familiar faces in here because I was here before, and I just ask for your prayers for my testimony. I don't care how many times you give it. It's not easy. I was dating a young man. I started dating him when I was about 19. And I was very serious about him, and I thought he was serious about me. And I became pregnant when I just turned 21 years old. And he told me he did not want a baby. And of course, I was ashamed. My background was Catholicism, and I knew it was a sin, but you give in to the flesh. And I had no word in me. I did not know the word of God. You have to have the word of God to fight sin. You just got to have it. You can't live without it. And he proceeded to make the arrangements for the abortion. And at the time I had my abortion, it was illegal in the state of Pennsylvania, but it was legal in New York. And I believed it was just a blob of flesh, and I went on and I did this act. And it's funny because I do remember the woman saying to me, "Are you sure?" She gave me an opportunity to renege on this action, and I said, "Yes, I'm sure." So I take the responsibility for my action. When we left her house, I immediately broke. My spirit, you could have picked me up, you know, like I was like, I didn't even know who I was. And I cried for no less than about an hour. Sobs inside of me knew that I had done something terribly wrong. Nobody wants to grow up and murder a child. And that's real. It's real. It really is. Do you know in Europe, they count the days that a woman becomes pregnant and says that's how old that baby is. The baby at birth is 9 months old. That's what they say, because they know that life begins in the womb. He proceeded to take me home, and I went through agony like I had never felt in my life before. But I had to keep it a secret. I couldn't ask for help. And I laid there in agony all night long, and I dispelled the baby, and I saw my little one. I was 8 weeks pregnant. I saw the eyes and the ears were formed, the arms, the little hands, and the little feet. And he was all curled up. And I took that baby, and at the time in my dad's house, we had an old coal burner down in the basement. And I took that baby and I put it in the fire. You know, the Old Testament talks about passing our children through the fire. That's called Moloch worship, worshiping a false god. Nothing new is under the sun. We repeat ourselves over and over again. After that happened, of course, our relationship kind of went downhill, but we continued to date, and I proceeded to have two children by him. I had two more sons, and I thought that was just grace. Although I was not saved, I knew it was grace, because you don't know whether or not you'll have another child. And I fell into alcoholism, promiscuity. I just was not who I was supposed to be in my life. But God picked me up at a late time in my life, and he cleaned me up. And when I realized it, I said, "You've forgiven me for what I did so many years ago." But I never thought that he would ever use me for something like this today. And now I work for the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation, asking people to spread the news that life is precious. Yes. You cannot throw these babies away. You just cannot do it. Do you realize that over 1 billion children have died in the world as of today and still counting? Over 57 million in this country alone. We are bloodstained. We are truly but bloodstained. And if anybody in here has gone through an abortion, I want you to know that he loves you beyond belief. Yes. And he will lift you up in a way that you cannot ever imagine. God has used me in so many ways that I will never, never be able to thank him enough. Never, never be able to. I don't want to hold you, but I do want to leave you with a scripture. Because so many people say that God doesn't say anything about the baby in the womb, but oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. Exodus 21:22. Now, I know you've heard this before, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. I mean, you've all heard that. And people say it in the act of revenge. But that's not the context of that scripture. In verse 21, it says, "If men fight and hurt a woman with child, so that she gives birth prematurely, yet no harm follows, she shall surely be punished according as he shall surely be punished accordingly as the woman's husband imposes on him, and he shall pay as the judge determines. But if any harm follows, then you shall give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, strife for strife. He's talking about the baby in the womb. You hurt that child, you will submit to whatever the father says, the husband says. And if you kill that child, your life is taken. Abortionists should be scared to death. They should be scared to death for the act that they have done. They have perpetrated in lives that they're nothing. But we are something, aren't we? We really are. So God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor.